Yo, 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 salam nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and we have no intro today because we're working some stuff out due to copyright issues. So there's gonna be no intro songs. In fact, if you go back to all of our previous episodes, the intro is taken out. We took out the intro of all of our old stuff. So if you're trying to figure out why, don't freak out. It was just copyright issues so that we can monetize all of these old episodes. So that's why we're doing it. But I want to introduce you guys to our guest, Anissa from Anissa Talks. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. We got some people in the comments already. Yes. If you don't know, Anissa, we talk about her quite often on the show where she talks about she did a movie and guess who got to be a kid in the cameo? I call it cameo. I don't feel like saying like, you know, I was in it. I'm just like tiny, a little cameo.
So my favorite anecdote is, so Neebs played an F-boy in my film and we were all at like a friend's birthday lunch. And I just brought up, I was like, oh, by the way, like Neebs was an F-boy. And all of his friends were just like, what did he do? What are you talking about? I was like, oh, like in my film. So
I know
context to this stuff. Yeah.
It's really funny because everyone who knows me knows like I'm like the opposite of like an F-boy. I'm like super clingy and super like committal. I was like, after one date, I was like, you want to get married? I'm the opposite.
That's how you know that he's a good actor, because I casted him as an F-boy.
I feel like it was kind of hard. Acting was kind of hard. Like if you tell me to improv stuff, I can do it easily. Like it's so much fun. But you tell me to like read off lines and I'm just like, it's just so nerve-wracking.
No, it was true. When he was when you were reading off lines, I remember telling you like behind the camera, I was like, can you be more sleazy? Like, can you be gross? And I'm like, you're just so sweet. Like, can you not be sweet? Like, understand.
One of the girls was like, hey, if you smile like this, it'll come out really creepy. And she told me to do it and it looked very creepy. And I was like, oh great.
That is now my lock screen. I love that.
No. It's really funny. I hope this gets to Oscars because a lot of them know me there. So it'd be really funny to see people's reaction to that scene. Oh man. Also, Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, Ramadan Mubarak. Brown Boy Wonder is on here. Listen, we're gonna talk about The Bachelor. It's gonna be exciting. What's in the note? We don't know. We'll have to find out. If you haven't noticed, we have a thumbnail now. I do thumbnails, that's my thing. Because apparently I took a class on how to make YouTube videos, and apparently thumbnails get captured on the algorithm. And also, we're not doing this anymore. No more little face. These are bad for the algorithm. So we're doing big face now. Big face. Apparently there's grids on the screen that you don't know about, and if there's no movement in all these grids, it tells the algorithm that nothing is happening in this episode. So I was like, oh, that's so interesting. So I'm learning a lot. I'm taking this seriously now. Now that I don't have a TikTok anymore, I need to depend on this. I need this to be successful. It's important. Unless I get thrown out off of this one too. But yes. All right. What did you think of this episode?
I love this season. You know, I have been watching every week with a close friend of mine. And I was like, oh my God, Monday Night Fantasy Suites and Tuesday Night Did All. And I was like, oh man. So, but you know, Bachelor can't stop, won't stop. So I have really enjoyed the season. I think it's the best season in the past couple of years. It actually has character. Joey is really interesting. I think we saw him open up this episode, which was super cool. And Fantasy Suites are always a little spicy, but something I cannot get over is how with each of the three women, when he entered the fantasy suite, he was like, whoa, this is so nice. And I'm like, you were just here yesterday.
Joey is like he doesn't seem like someone who's entitled. He's like a kid with the Willy Wonka ticket. He's just like happy to be here. That's what I like about him. But I don't know, like honestly, Joey is a good looking bachelor for sure, and I feel like, you know, he is one of the most endearing bachelors we've ever had. But I also feel like Kelsey may be the hottest person to ever be on The Bachelor. Like, I think she's just incredibly gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah. I think she's out of his league. Like, I think she's way out of his league.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, you don't think so? Oh my god. Like
I think she's attractive.
I don't think there's another bachelor who's more attractive than her. Like, I don't think we've ever had a bachelor.
My level of like attractiveness is like Victoria Fuller at the top. That is like the hottest contestant on The Bachelor really? Ever. Yeah.
I get that she's good looking, but she's like, I don't know. I get that like people get plastic surgery just to look like her. It's like, that's how but since so many people get plastic surgery to look like her, a lot of people happen to look like her. I don't know. Like, yeah. I get it. She's like ideal beauty standard for like LA is how I see
yeah.
it.
I think Victoria Fuller is hot. I think she is like beautiful in the sense that like, okay, like I can bring her home to my parents. Like that's how I see her.
No, man. I see her like on the arms of like a millionaire or like a movie star. Like that's how hot I see her. Like way out of his league. Like no way.
Yeah, well, I think him and Kelsey have the best connection, which is why like this episode has just been like a little bit of a rollercoaster for me. But my personal favorite is Rachel. I just really like Rachel. I think she's grounded. I think she's beautiful. I think she has a lot of substance to her. And I really like her, which sucks because like I think they did have like the weakest edited date. Like, I don't know
they didn't even show her date. They like completely removed it. Like the daytime date and the family date, you're supposed to have two. The daytime date, they completely like didn't show it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. Also, she's been getting a lot of hate, like unnecessary hate. Like it's crazy because her and Maria were basically at the rose ceremony and she gave Maria apparently a little bit of an attitude and people went off on her. And I'm just like, it's so
because everyone loves Maria, but I think know. Her attitude was justified. She was like, oh, like, what was that about? And Maria was like, no. And she was like, okay, you don't know. Like that. I would be the same way too. Like two nights in a row, like Maria and Joey have a conversation right before the ceremony. Like it's down to like three or four people. Like you're going to be more heated in your emotions. So that makes sense. I think Maria would be perfect for The Bachelorette, but I think we need to be less biased when we're looking at it. Her and Joey would have never worked out.
Yeah, definitely not. Her and Joey would definitely not have worked out. But like, I also think that it's rooted in racism because like sometimes people just need an excuse to go after a black woman because like they're just looking for an excuse. And she's half black, half Asian, and everyone else on the show at the moment is white, and they found a reason to go after her, and it was just like unnecessary. It was the smallest thing. All she did was ask her a question and maybe give her a little bit of an attitude. People have done a lot worse on The Bachelor and did not receive that much hate, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think Rachel has like the most, I loved her hometown the most. I thought it was so interesting. I thought there was so much substance to him, like, you know, partaking in cultural rituals. And I thought it was just so sweet and endearing. So she is a favorite. But yeah, basically they went on their date. They went swimming somewhere and they're in Thailand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Talcum? Talum? I think they're in Mexico.
Tulum?
Tulum, yeah, that's where they are. Tulum.
Tulum.
It's like talcum powder. Like, I don't know.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention, but okay, I guess they're in Tulum and they were swimming around and stuff, and they did this dive, and then Rachel's face was just like red, and she could not move her jaw, and it was really funny how she was playing it off. She's like, "I'm fine," and he was like, "You can't move your jaw, or your mouth.
I know.
Like you can't." So that took a lot of their date. Like they had to go to the hospital together, and like thankfully she was okay. And then they had their like dinner and their overnight. And I thought it was nice. Like it kind of showed like what real life is like. And it was really sweet.
I was gonna say props to Joey because like my dumb ass would have been like, "Oh, you're fine, cool." I wouldn't have had that situational awareness and be like, "Oh no, half your jaw is off." Like I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like so,
but something I would hate was I would hate for Rachel to get sent home because she had the least date because of something that she couldn't control. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, that'll totally. And like, I don't know. Like they went. She dove head first, and like from that height, that's like hitting like like concrete or something. You got to put your arms out and to open up the little puddle and or current or whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't know how to dive. I don't know how to swim. So, but all I know is people put their hands out so that your jaw doesn't hit the water.
I don't know how to swim, and I've almost drowned 8 times. So,
girl, 8 times?
I've been resuscitated before.
Shut up. Is this your second life?
My favorite time that I almost drowned was in the Red Sea in Egypt. It was really pretty, and I was like, I would be okay with this.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I almost drowned once too, but it was not at the Red Sea. It was at Sesame Place in Pennsylvania.
That is sad. Sad.
I went down a slide and it wasn't tall enough to stand, and I was just like, whoops, I don't know how to swim. And then I was just flailing my arms around, and then I just felt somebody grab my arm, and I was like, God, is this you? And then they brought me up. I was like, whoa.
This was last year?
Yeah. Yeah, it was last year. No, I think I was like 8.
Okay, sure.
You know how I learned to swim? I learned to swim by watching polar bears. Because I always thought I couldn't swim because I was a fat kid. And I was like watching a polar bear swim. And I was like, if they can do it, I can do it. And that gave me the confidence to learn how to swim.
What a lovely story. I can't wait to make a script out of that.
It's like Homeward Bound. It's a very good family-friendly movie where a kid learns to swim through the help of a polar bear. It's like a Disney movie. I like it.
Okay, so Kelsey.
wait. Okay, so they did cliff dying, but Rachel has her one-on-one date, and she starts like breaking out about people cheating on her, and like full on inconsolable Joey hugging her, no more, you know, words coming out of his mouth. That was wild. She is.
No, I understand that insecurity though. Like, you're in this like impossible situation of the show, and yeah, you sign up for the guy to date multiple people at once, but like, there's real feelings involved, and she loves him, and it's kind of like you can't control like your past trauma coming up in ways that are familiar. So I feel super bad for her.
It's true. The thing is, like, the show's really interesting because every time we get to the fantasy suites and people are not okay with the person sleeping with other people, and everyone's like, well, that's what you signed up for. Like, you knew this was going to happen from the beginning. But then also, like, you probably didn't think you were going to fall for him. You probably thought you were going to come on here, get some airtime, and leave. So, like, I kind of feel for some of these women when they get in their heads about this.
Yeah, it's different watching it and experiencing it for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure, man. You definitely get into your feelings, especially when there's like producers probably like saying stuff to make you like feel it even more. Producers are slick, man. I know firsthand. Which you will find out fall 2024. A little sneak peek. All right. But then after the overnight, she seems to be very happy about everything. Her jaw seems to be okay. And she says she is in love with him after that. How do you feel about that?
It makes sense. I mean, they have such good chemistry. When they're together, I feel like they've been together for so long. I'm a sucker for this show. It's real love, okay?
Is it real love? I don't know. Well, he did eat a pig ear for her. I wouldn't do that.
He did. It's real. You can tell when it's fake, okay? Juan Pablo was fake, okay? This is real.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm the wrong person to have on your show if that's what you disagree.
No, here's the thing. I think it's real with like 2 people, and with everyone else is fake. So I feel like the bachelor has like 2 people that he likes, and everything happening with these 2 people is real, but then everything happening outside of these 2 people isn't. Like, I think everything with Maria was fake. I don't think he was that into her. Especially after
I just think they wanted to hook up. That's why she was on my bracket to make it to Fantasy Suites, because I'm like, I just think they just want to hook up. That was just the vibe I got.
They did have some sexual chemistry, yeah. but I feel like Maria would have that with anybody. She just has that like James Bond villain vibe.
I just love her. She's so funny.
She is really, really funny. And she's funny in a way where she's like, I guess she was in a lot of the drama, but like a lot of the drama you were like, it's not really her fault. Like there's a lot of people who were probably more at fault who were playing the nice person, but weren't really nice. Sydney.
Can't wait for Women Tell All, but that's a different thing.
I know. I hope my girl Medina gets invited to that. She was, even though she wasn't part of the drama, all the drama centered around her. Hope she gets
started
invited.
With her. Yeah.
I know. She's so nice. All right. Now we can talk about Kelsey. Do you think Kelsey's date, it was actually after Rachel? Do you think they're going in order or they're tricking us that of the order that it's in?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because you usually...
But that was like the strongest date and strongest connection I've seen on this season, like so far.
The Kelsey one?
Yeah.
What did they do? Also, we didn't mention, but we had the Golden Bachelor people visit them. Who visited Rachel? Susan, I believe. The one who looked like Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner.
She visited her. And then Leslie visit Kelsey. And Leslie got into her head saying, hey, I thought it was going to be me. And then we went and had the overnight. And then it wasn't me.
I think that's so messed up. Like, why are you doing that? And like, why are the producers making Leslie come and not only be like, okay, so obviously Leslie is already in Kelsey's head because they have a shared trauma of losing their mother like early on in their lives. And then she's just like, I'm just like you. I thought it was going to be me and it wasn't. So obviously that's going to get in Kelsey's head. And the producers probably know that. Honestly, from the looks of it, it looks like Joey's going to pick Kelsey.
Yeah.
But with Leslie getting her head, this is a huge bump in the road.
I know. And the thing is, like, I feel like the Kelsey and Joey connection was so strong. They needed to add drama to make the audience actually fear for them. Because I really was like, there's no way Joey's not picking her. I was like, there's no way. So I kind of get why they did that, but it's kind of messed up. Like, they're really messing up her head to the point where, like, now I'm worried she might self-eliminate. That would be so bad.
That'd be really bad. And he's not going to recover from that, because even when they spent the day together on date, just couldn't stop hugging and holding hands and swimming. And then even like her confessing her love to him and just how close they were and how they look at each other. It was just like so unique.
It is. And then like you have Kelsey talking about how there's signs with like butterflies and stuff and her mom is like approving. And I'm just like, this is so sweet. I was like, all right. And like you actually see it in an interview where like a butterfly happens to like, you know, off camera, just come up there and she notices it, which I thought was really cool. So I feel like she was all in until this conversation. And then now she's like, fuck, what am I going to do?
And also, so, Joey opened up to her a lot during dinner. Probably the most we've seen him, like, open up this entire season, like, with her. So he did that very tactfully, and it is intentional in the sense that, like, we know he trusts her. And, yeah, he opened up with Daisy, too, but it seemed, like, the most meaningful with Kelsey. So this is going to hurt him even more if this does not work out.
Yeah, they're going to put this poor kid through the ringer. I really do feel it. And I feel like they're putting Kelsey through it, too. Like, they're saying she has, like, a false confidence. But I really feel like if she self-eliminates, that's just crazy. Because she was definitely
this
the front
stage, runner. Yeah, at this stage, that's crazy. Because you're going to get hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so dumb. Like, to me, it doesn't make sense. Because, like, your worst fear is that you don't end up with Joey. So you're going to not end up with Joey to prevent not ending up with Joey? Like, I don't understand how that works.
Yeah.
I know. It's complicated. It's a very complicated issue. All right. So they go on their date. They go on a boat, which is really interesting because, like, Rachel just broke her jaw jumping off a cliff. So they're like, why don't we jump off a boat? It's like, haven't you learned your lessons? Oh man, the producers, they don't care. They don't give a fuck.
They just want a good shot. That's what they want.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, that is true. Also, like, now that I've been in a show, like, when they show, like, people standing in, like, these scenes and they have them, like, dramatically standing on top of the stairs and all that stuff, like, now that I know how that works, it's so cringe to me because I know they did that, like, 7 times. Like, I know they made her go back and forth and they made her do it in, like, 7 different angles and to make it feel like this was just, it happened once. And I'm just like, it's kind of cringe.
Yeah, on the days that they're not on dates with Joey, they just film all that B-roll of them walking somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And they just do it over and over and over again. And I think it's really, really funny. It's very awkward when you're in it because, like, that's the only part of you that's not authentic because you're not, like, just talking from the heart. You're not just, like, reacting like you normally would. You're, like, actually acting. Right. And I, even if you're not saying words, you're standing there and you're looking weird and you got to do something with your hands, but you don't know what to do with your hands and you don't know how to smile. It's nerve wracking. It's actually very, very hard. So, yeah, I got to experience that. It was fun. Oh, did I lose you?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So they go on their date and then Joey says he is falling in love with her. He doesn't say he's in love with her.
He is.
Because it's the rule, but he's falling in love with her. So what are your thoughts about them? Because they get to, you know, go into Fanny Suites, and the next day, they're just, like, all over each other on the counter, just, like, making out everywhere.
I was like, okay, just, like, the way they were making breakfast together and stuff, like, he loves her. Like, he loves her, and no one even said any word with, like, the letter L until Ben Higgins season, and I will never get that when he had both JoJo and Lauren and said I love you to both of them, and they were both like, what? Yeah. There's still someone else here. Why? Thanks. So Ben Higgins kind of changed that, where he was like, I'm gonna say it when I feel it, and obviously it worked out for him because he's married to someone who wasn't even on that show.
Well, wouldn't he have been married to somebody who wasn't even on that show, even if he didn't get on the show? I mean, that's how it works. If he didn't.
He was engaged to Lauren for, like, 2.5 years, and they had, like, a reality TV show on ABC. I have too many fun facts. The show was terrible, but I watched it.
Oh, did you? But, like, I heard they had, like, a pretty, like, rough breakup. Like, it was.
Yeah.
Or dude went into depression.
Yeah. But he's married now, so that's cool.
it's you know, it's about the destination. The journey is always going to be painful.
I just hate that I can't predict what's going to happen at the end of the season because I usually can, and I want everyone to be happy because I love everyone on this show. So that's the difficulty.
Speaking of getting love on the show, you're getting some love in the comments right now. The Subway is messaging you and says we love Anissa.
Aww.
Yeah, I got some comments on the IG. All right. So next we got Daisy. Now, listen, something's different about Daisy in this date because I feel like this is the most uninterested I've seen Daisy. And I don't know if she kind of has an idea that she's not going to make it or what. But Daisy has her B-roll footage. Then she goes with Joey. She talks to Sandra. And then Sandra talks about practicing making babies. I don't know. And then, like, they basically go outside and he goes, guess what we're going to be doing? And she's like, oh, it's going to have to do with water or this and that. And then he's like, oh, we're going to ride mopeds. And then they're about to leave. But before they're about to leave, she goes, one more thing. And he goes, what? And then she gives him this long, passionate kiss. And he goes, okay. And then just goes. I'm just like, what just happened?
Wait, that reaction from him was so funny because I think she wanted to stun him a bit. And he was like, okay, you ready to go now? And the reason she did that is because Sandra did not give her, like, really helpful advice. It was just like, be sexy with him. So the whole date, like, Daisy is just like seducing Joey. That's kind of what it just feels like.
Oh man, are you gonna seduce a man on a moped? Like, how does that work?
I don't know, after in the shower together, so we saw a lot of that.
That is true. We got somebody saying Daisy wins for sure and Maria is gonna be the bachelorette. Wow, okay. I think it's gonna be Kelsey, but we'll see.
I don't think anyone wins. And I think after the final rose, he'll try to get back with one of them. So that's what I think. But if Maria isn't the bachelorette, then like I'm going to lose my shit. Like I'm going to just lose it.
Maria seems like the front runner because she has a huge fan base. She had a lot of the drama. She has the personality to carry a show. Whereas Kelsey's just hot. Like, I don't know if she could carry a show.
She's not going to carry a show, but be great on Paradise.
Yeah, yeah. But Daisy, I feel like America could root for Daisy. I feel like she is like the American sweetheart.
She's a little boring, though. Like, she's just like... Like, we need some fire. Like, Daisy is really nice, and she is one of my favorites. But I think she's used this journey as more of, like, a self-growth journey. And even though I do believe that she has real feelings for Joey, I think she knows that she's not going to win and is just, like, enjoying the time that she has.
Yeah, yeah. She made a tweet or something that says, Joey made the right decision. So she's like, she is very happy with Joey's decision to eliminate her. Which mm-hmm. makes sense, because... A day before, she wanted to eliminate herself, so I get that. But yeah, they go on mopeds, they have a good day, and then they have their nighttime day. What do you think about Daisy and Joey?
I think they have great chemistry. I think it was interesting how they showed him open up like the second most amount to Daisy rather than Rachel. I would have thought it was Rachel, and you can tell he has real feelings for her, Daisy, because he told her that he's falling in love with her, and we did not see that happen with Rachel. That could have been off camera with Rachel, and we just didn't see it, so they're kind of playing her as the underdog. But I think this guy has real feelings for all three of the women, and I think his feelings are really strong for Daisy. Do I think she has potential to be the final? No, but I think she'll find her way, and she's like living her life. Even on her hometowns, when her friends surprised her, she was like, oh, even if this doesn't work out, like I'm like off, and like I'm so happy from this experience, like I've grown so much. Like she even told him like he changed her life, so I'm really happy for her and like this growth she's been able to have.
True. I feel that way too, but I feel like she is, I don't know, I think she in her hearts and hearts knows that she's not the one, I think, at this point. I don't know. We'll see. But so Kelsey is getting in her head. We see some B-roll footage of Kelsey just trying to figure out, and then she goes through this like creepy-ass elevator where it looks like Ray Rice beat somebody up. And it
why
was just...
are we using like Paranormal Activity footage?
It's like security cam. I was like, y'all had camera people follow her. You didn't need to use security camera footage.
Like, we had the camera having a close up of her writing the note, but we could follow her for her to drop it off. We had to use like, I don't understand.
I don't even think that camera is real. I think they put a GoPro up there and used it and brought it down later. I don't think it was part of the building. I think
and they had the timer going off to see like how much time passed, and it's like
I call bullshit on that.
They're like they just wanted to take up a lot of time so they can have the cliffhanger. Because I was like, this could have been done in like half a minute.
Yeah, but this episode like could have been an email. that's how I feel. This episode could have been an email. Like, nothing really happened. They went out of their dates. He has chemistry with some. He has chemistry with others. And then she writes this letter. And she has beautiful penmanship, by the way. I was like, oh.
Yeah, Kelsey, great job.
Yeah. I was, for me, if they ever did that for me, they would have to have a stand-in double to write in for me. Because I write like a freaking kindergartner. Like, it's that bad. So I would never want to do that. But yeah, she has great penmanship. And like, instead of telling him what, she just goes, we need to talk. Like, first of all, when someone says we need to talk, that's never a good sign. Never.
And the producers definitely told her to write that, because she was probably like, I don't know what to write. And she was like, oh, you should probably write this. And she probably like fought back on it a bit. But they're probably like, no, that's the best like thing to say, because you don't want to say too much. Like, you know? And then Joey receives the note through the Paranormal Activity GoPro camera in the corner, showing that he has arrived several hours or minutes later and has a full breakdown of like, what does we need to talk mean? If she's going to leave, I'm going to be broken. Like, this is why I don't open up. We have yet to figure out what Joey is hiding that is making him so fearful of being unlovable. Either he's not fully over Charity and is still scarred from that situation, which is a huge red flag, or he is really just not being vulnerable just he needs to for this process. Like, how are you supposed to get down on one knee if you haven't shared like your honest self with these people? So he's having like a full breakdown, and then obviously it goes to be continued.
Yeah. Also, like, the producers knew she was going to talk to Joey. They could have just told her, hey, he's not there. They purposely told her to come there knowing he's not there and leaving this letter and note with stationery. It's like bachelor stationery.
I just don't understand why. Like, I just, the whatever works for them, you know. This season has been very good, so if this is the L on this season in terms of editing, I will take it.
Listen, as Batman said, theatricality are powerful agents.
So not you with a Batman quote just ready. Okay.
Listen, I can make a Batman quote out of anything. Like, anything could be going on and I can make a Batman quote. That's my superpower. it's not the power I need, but it's the one we deserve. It's another.
Okay. Another. Yay. Batman. Good job.
All right. So it ends with this letter. We don't know what's going on. And then Kelsey is going to come back. What do you think this letter is going to portray? Do you think she's going to self-eliminate? Do you think she's going to talk to him and say, hey, run away with me now? Like, let's forget this. Because I really think if Kelsey came in and said, hey, pick me now or I'll self-eliminate, Joey would be like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. It's you and
no,
me.
No, I think so too. I think it would be like Colton and Cassie, but obviously not the outcome because Colton's gay. I think it would kind of be like, oh, I want to leave. But what I think is going to happen is instead of being like, pick me or I'll leave, she's going to be like, I'm having some doubts. And he's going to be like, oh, if you're just going to leave me, then leave now because I don't want someone that's going to have doubts. Like the same thing with Maria, right? Like that's ultimately why he sent her home, is because she was hesitant about staying. And I think Kelsey's going to end up leaving because she's not going to say, pick me. She's going to say, I don't know where I stand with you because you these other women. And Joey's going to be like, if you're not 100% me, you shouldn't be here. And they're both going to be heartbroken.
Can you say something? Okay, you're back. You were gone for like a minute.
I know. It happens when you live in a joint family household.
All right. We need to get you a wired LAN cable so you can get better internet in your dungeon of a basement.
Hey, it's my studio.
I've never been here in your basement, so I don't know. I'm just making a joke. Most basements. I'm in my basement of a dungeon. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're right, and we'll just have to see next week. But I think there's going to be some BS excuse to add some drama. And then he's going to eliminate one of the other girls. And then maybe he's going to tell one of the other girls that they weren't his first choice. Be like, hey, Kelsey was my first choice, but she left. And because of that, the girl does not show up. And then he goes back after Kelsey.
I think even worse is that he's going to propose and get on his knee. And then the girl will say no. And then the girl will leave and he'll really be broken.
Damn, that's crazy. I don't know. He's going to go back to teaching old married women tennis and having affairs with them. That's my headcanon. That's what he does. All right. I don't know. I think that's really all I got, man. What are your final thoughts about this episode? And what are your final thoughts about the Women Tell All? Because the Women Tell All looks like it's going to be spicy. I'm excited for that one.
I was going to use the same adjective. I'm really excited to see Maria, and I'm really excited to see Sydney try to make excuses for herself and the audience boo her. That's what I'm really excited about.
You're excited to see the audience boo Sydney? You're such a mean girl. You're so mean.
Sydney's a mean girl.
That is true. Sydney is the mean girl. Oh, my God. I feel like Sydney gave me like white savior vibes, where she's like, yes, I'm going to protect my little brown friend here against you, evil white lady. You know, like, girl.
And then Medina was just like, what?
She was just like, she's like, guys, it's not that serious. I'm just trying to navigate through this whole situation. And that was it. I don't know. It'll be very funny. I bet you like the whole thing happened and revolved around Medina, and she's going to get like almost no airtime. yep. on the Women Tell All. I bet you.
I think so too.
That's wild. And everyone else is going to get to sit in the hot seat and explain what happened. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else you want to go over before we wrap it up?
No, I'm so excited for this season. It is my entire life.
All right. Well, I wouldn't say it's my entire life, but I did enjoy this season. I feel like it is back to form. They had a lot of good characters and contestants, and I think Joey carried the season pretty well. So I was into it. So maybe whoever is the Bachelorette will continue the spiciness of it. We'll see how it goes. I want it to be Maria. I feel like Maria could bring some spiciness to it.
Yeah, that would be great for ratings. And I think the new producers really know what they're doing. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. And Anissa, before you go, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you and what other stuff you got coming up?
You can follow me at Anissa Talks on Instagram and just look at what I post. And I talk about my movies and my interviews and my podcast and everything else. So keep an eye out.
All right. Thank you very much. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.